Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Freedom Matters USA studios. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Freedom Matters USA bringing Candace Owens to Bismarck, North Dakota, Bismarck Event Center, September 15th. Get those tickets while you can, starting at $20. FreedomMattersUSA.com.
You ask me where I come from.
So, where do we come from exactly, huh?
Here's what I tell everyone.
All right, I'm waiting.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Right on.
In an extraordinary place. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
USA, baby, welcome.
It's a big old
What's on your mind?
Countless dreams.
Glad to have you along today. How about this? A little radio graffiti to start the hour. And open phone time, which means you got a minute. We're going to put you on the clock, uninterrupted. You say what you want to say, ask a question, make a statement, get it off your chest, whatever it is. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll take your emails. We'll take your text. But we love it when you call. 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. I have a couple of examples of this already by text. Can someone explain why Trump endorsed Sarah Palin lost in the Alaska special election? It's Alaska.
Yeah, they Sarah Palin, too. I like Sarah Palin, but I don't know.
You think that her star has fallen?
I think a bit, maybe. She's just been a little too goofy on a little too many occasions. But I do like her. I don't think she's a rhino.
The Democrat won in the race.
Yeah, I know.
It's
Alaska.
It is Alaska.
You said
it best. Yeah, I think they beat the different drummer, different beat. By the way, it was just a special election to fill the seat of Don Young. So in November, there'll be another one. So, anyway, there's the first answer of the day. Let's go to Leah and Benedict. It's 701-258-0550. You got a minute, Leah. What's on your mind?
Hello there, yeah. Based on the conversation yesterday concerning teaching harmful ideologies in our state schools, I wanted to inform people that the Federal Department of Education is proposing to expand the anti-discrimination laws to include preferred gender identity and sexual preference. And this federal law would supersede our state laws, and if we would want to continue to receive federal funding, we would have to comply. It's called Title IX, which since 1972 has protected against discrimination based on being male or female. Now they want to create these new categories of sex discrimination for which institutions would have to affirm and accommodate without parental notice or consent. So you can comment on the Federal Register and link into the website called childparentrights.org. We should ask Senator Kramer to take action and also our AG to take action along with 22 other states who have filed lawsuits against the Department of Ed and Department of Ag who want to withhold lunch money if institutions don't comply.
So Title IX is not new. Are these new rules within Title IX rather than a new law?
Biden's executive order in January of 21 said everybody needs to change their administrative rulemaking, and this is what was put to accommodate and so-called anti-discrimination. And so these departments are filing this notice to change, expand their rulemaking in the Federal Register.
Yep, the tweet from the DOE. Says it's important that LGBTQI plus whatever students feel safe in school and be able to learn without harassment or discrimination. And it goes on. Looks like that's the plan. But just remember.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
Okay.
I think Leah's point of federalizing this is the biggest concern here, without
we
question.
We need to shut down the Department of Education.
Go ahead, Leah.
If you go to childparentrights.org, it explains it in plain language and gives you a link directly to the Federal Register. If they get enough signatures, they have to reconsider what they're doing. But, yeah, we have to find out from Senator Cramer where the real teeth is to stop this.
Yeah, Senator Cramer will be on tomorrow, obviously, in the Talk Radio Town Hall, so I'll make a note to ask him about this. Appreciate the heads up on it, though, Leah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
You bet. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Texas sends a link to a story in National Review headline, Major League Baseball's unseemly support for youth gender transitions. With a note to me to say, I don't see why you would even ask us to support this crap. Now, when have I asked anybody to support that crap? Major League Baseball's woke agenda.
Well, I mean, he probably mean being at the Twins game.
Okay, but can I separate out the Major League Baseball woke agenda?
Apparently you can't.
Can I separate out the players' union and the crap they pull, which, by the way, is why there was a, you know, George Floyd, we're with you, Wood banner, whatever that was, out in the, you know, the Major League Baseball's players' union woke agenda says, hey, either you put that banner up there or I don't play baseball. Can I separate that out from traditions? Time-honored memories.
Nope, apparently.
Maybe I can't, according to some folks, but that's what I'm trying to make.
Well, that's your choice to make. And that's fine. You know, I don't spend any money on it anymore.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, do you let the woke agenda rob?
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. That's the question. And now this story says at least 20 teams have promoted or funded groups that advocate or are directly involved in child gender transitions, according to National Review. Like most of the nation's major sports leagues, Major League Baseball has embraced a number of left-wing causes in recent years. The league's website now boasts a social justice section that promotes texts such as the 1619 Project and White Fragility, as well as authors such as Ibram X., Kendi and Angela Davis, and a number of players knelt for the national anthem during the George Floyd protest in the summer of 2020.
Maybe baseball needs to do what golf did and come up with another league and play for that.
See, this is where the national, where the Major League Baseball is held hostage by the players' union. I guarantee if they don't have a social justice section on their website, I guarantee that's a negotiated point by the Major League Baseball players' union conversations. It's unbelievable. Does it tell us who the teams are? It said 20 teams. It doesn't. At least not this far in the article. Anyway, so answer to the question, and I'm sincerely asking it. I hate the mob bosses of Major League Baseball. Same with the players' union. I just hate it when a woke mob steals traditions. You know, some people choosing to say, I'm done with them altogether, I'm out of here. Perfectly fine. And by the way, I've been to one Twins game in 3 years. So it's not like I'm,
season ticket holder.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, you know, it's with all of it going on, I mean, aside from rodeo and NASCAR pretty much, it's all the wokeness, especially, you know, 2 years ago and when George Floyd thing came out, it's everywhere. So it leaves you with you know, and I understood, well, just go camping or do something. Well, I like to watch college football. I like to watch college basketball. So I'm, you know, sue me. Sorry. I don't pay any attention to the wokeness. You care less. I think it's ridiculous.
Right.
But I like the game.
All right. That's a minute or more on that topic. What's next? You tell us, 701-258-0550. Radio Graffiti means you got a minute only to lay it on us uninterrupted.
Texter says Alaska has ranked choice voting. Enough said, communists.
Oh, well,
they do.
Yeah, they do.
That's a true statement. So that factors in there as well. I haven't dug into the in results at all. How many different candidates or any of that? But
write down everybody you'd like to have win.
Yeah, who should get a trophy?
Exactly what it is. That is exactly. That's exactly what it is.
You don't win the office, but you get this trophy here.
A little bigger trophy here, a little bigger trophy there. Hand out the trophies.
Here you go, kiddo.
La, 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 la. Yeah.
A listener suggested that we might want to pop in for Joe's speech. Just listen to the name-calling, lies, and yelling. I've never heard a president talking so childish to the American people.
Oh,
see, here's Joe Biden's deal. You got to recognize, whenever he speaks, it's tough guy Joe. He loves to put on that tough guy Joe kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think he thinks if he yells, he's more tough guy. You know?
Yeah.
So look, what he's doing is reading a prompter and praying that he'll get through it without gaffe upon gaffe upon gaffe. And he yells a lot. So it's just that's his thing. If we see a speech happening during an open phone segment, maybe we'll take a little just for some entertainment. How about that? Yeah. Another topic. Ironic. California now telling residents not to charge their electric cars. No way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got to keep them up.
Yeah.
Governor Newsom.
Yeah. 4 days after, we're going to all electric.
And you can't have
13 years.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutzman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. You in your home, you in your business can have the very same technology that schools and long-term care facilities and hospitals have used in the post-pandemic era. to keep air cleaner. They're the indoor air quality experts. Find out more about them at hatandsons.com. Since 1908, just finding a way. Wayne in Des Moines, Iowa. A little radio graffiti for Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne. You're on. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, and thank you a lot, Scott, for what you do. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you. What's on your mind today?
Well, yesterday afternoon, I just got a little bit of information where the president's talking person there, I can't say her name, she voiced the opinion that President Biden believes that any MAGA Republicans are extremists. And I'm a Republican, but I guess I'm extreme at loving this country and loving what the democracy says and what our freedoms are. Is that an extremist? I was wondering how you felt in that.
Yeah, let's listen to what she said, Wayne, here, and we'll comment.
The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. That extreme, this is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. They just don't respect the rule of law.
See, they've got to set. They've got to try and establish a narrative in the middle of a free fall here.
Oh my gosh!
That is just dishonest reporting.
It's you know. Meanwhile, Joe's babbling.
I know.
You know, Joe is babbling, so they know he's babbling, so they got to try and set that narrative.
Where's the rule of law in any of this? Where's the rule of law at the border? Where's the rule of law with the illegal immigrants? Where's the rule of law in any of it?
Here's what I don't understand, sincerely. And some Democrat, I would love to hear their viewpoint on this. How is it that two words triggers the left these days? America first.
Right?
Isn't
right.
America first what we, you know, don't we always want to put America first? Don't we, having had the blessing of being born here, want America first? What is that all about, Wayne?
I need to ask you another question then to follow this up. Can I do that right now?
Of course. Go ahead.
I believe I heard they're bringing on 67,000 new IRS agents, which they will all be, or a good amount of them, will be carrying guns. Now, I've never understood that an IRS agent is under some kind of threat that they would need to be carrying guns. But what is their end game as far as that IRS agent will be able to come into our residence? Or our businesses to be looking for what?
I think that was a little bit overblown. The number's 87,000 new agents, but there is a division, a criminal division of the IRS, where they're armed, and that's always been. That's not new. So now I would imagine proportionally, if you're adding 87,000 IRS agents, and that I understand is about doubling the force, maybe there will be more people than there were previously in the criminal division. But I don't think 7,000 are all armed. I think that got blown out of proportion.
No, they're going to start by auditing everybody for anything.
That's the bigger worry.
Yeah.
That's the bigger worry.
Then they'll send when you can't pay it or whatever, then the criminal division will come in and do what it has to do. But
what these agents are going to do is the bigger worry. And,
yes.
And Kevin just hit on it.
Yeah, they're coming after you and me.
Wayne, appreciate the call. I don't understand why we haven't had more attention on what's going on with Taiwan and China right now. We got a drone shot down. We got a mess going on. Gordon Chang is one of my favorite authors and experts on China. And if you follow at all his tweets, an hour ago he tweeted, China's extremely provocative conduct against Taiwan a few hours ago shows that Xi Jinping, how do you say his name again?
Xi Jinping.
Completely ignored yesterday's warnings from the NSC. This should be considered ominous. He said 2 hours ago, history does repeat itself. Just as Joe Biden failed to deter Russia from invading Ukraine, he's now failing to deter China from attacking Taiwan. This is happening right now, this very moment. And I think the latest excuse making is, that drone wasn't the CCP's, which, you know, pull this leg into place, jingle bells, I guess, right? It wasn't the CCPs. It was some rogue group, some civilian drone hobbyists, they're saying.
Yeah. apparently own drones over there.
Acting on their own.
Yeah, we're not talking about a little flying deal that's a foot wide either.
Yeah. He goes on to say, Chang does, that if that's in fact accurate, then the CCP's lost control of the Chinese people, who are now freelancing foreign policy. Also means the Biden administration need no longer talk to China, Taiwan, anyone else. So, but I've just been amazed that we're not paying more attention to that. Really am. Another topic from a texter: North Dakota's legislature and the governor needs to put a law in to stop the backdoor cheating here. Fargo already has some version of this mess that needs to be banned at the state level. Where is our election integrity? Question for our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, the founder of Clean Elections USA, today on the program. How about that? Jim, the flagpole guy, is going to be here. We have Alan Dershowitz on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be here after the top of next hour, author of The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. Liberal law professor from Harvard, repeatedly sounding the alarm on the treatment Donald Trump has received from the swamp. Pretty amazing. Listener says, hey, Scott, texted a question yesterday, but there wasn't enough time left in the show. How does a person find out if any of the stuff that the Grand Forks teacher brought forward is happening in their community? I live in Dickinson and have my suspicions, but don't know where to start. That particular situation in Grand Forks came from a teacher. A teacher wrote a letter and said, hey, legislators, hey, school board, this is happening. So I'd talk to the teachers. I'd have a conversation with them. I would have to imagine in Dickinson you got a lot of patriots that are teachers. Find out. Direct from them. That's where I'd start anyway. Somebody wants to hear a little bit of the greatest hits from Joe Biden. Do you got anything, one of his favorite speeches, Kev Handy? I know we were waiting for his speech here a little later on. Any greatest hit available for Joe Biden? I aim to please here.
I was reading another text about the Peter Ducey, Karine Jean-Pierre.
KJP.
About the interaction they had about, Novak Djokovic can't play in the U.S. Open because he's an unvaccinated foreign national, but people can wander across. But apparently, that's not happening. People are not walking across the border.
That was protocols, I'd refer you to them. They have their own specific protocols as well. But so they're two different things.
How's it two different things? Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay. Why?
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
You know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and...
Yes.
That's not how it is.
Every day.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly
how that's not what's happening. But it's not.
But the border's secure.
Yes, it is.
Just listen.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. One person is dead following a storm in the Nevada desert during the annual Burning Man event. Officials are still investigating the death, as tens of thousands of people are still trying to get out of what's being described as Mudfest. The event in Black Rock, Nevada is roughly an hour's drive north of Reno. Sunday morning, organizers with Burning Man say roads have been closed and driving is discouraged because of muddy conditions. Today is the last day of Burning Man. Organizers have created a wet play, a survival guide, to help burners survive. Ukraine's President Zelensky announced plans to replace his defense minister because he said new approaches were needed. Zelensky said he expects the parliament to support nominee Rustem Umerov, who heads Ukraine's state property fund. Umerov is a member of Ukraine's opposition Holos party, but the 41-year-old former investment banker has led on several key positions for Zelensky's government. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Lawyer Stephan has a birthday today.
Big one, 65.
How about that?
Conga line forms right over behind Scotty. Lead it off, buddy.
Is that disco?
No.
No?
I don't think it would be disco. No, this is more world. Disco. Yeah, world beat kind of stuff, I guess.
All right. The conga.
Yeah.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Here's some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience for you today. Salisbury Steaks winning the day. Glendon, NP Avenue, West Main Avenue, pulled pork in West Main Avenue, another choice. Chicken Parmesan in Harwood, Valley City. You got your pulled pork or your French dip today, and meatloaf on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at Cafe USA. We have a listener reach out to us and tell us a little bit about a group called Clean Elections USA, a grassroots effort that started as a Dropbox initiative. I'm looking forward to hearing more about this. We'll do that in just a moment here today on the program. Tom, let's get you in here. You've been waiting to weigh in. Tom in Fargo.
Good morning, Scott. Say, just real quick, I'd like to suggest a guest for during Big Iron. His name is Eric Snodgrass. He's chief climate meteorologist for Nutrient Ag Systems. He's going to be the meteorologist there on Tuesday morning for Red River Farm Network. And I just thought that when you do your egg show on Monday, that maybe in the morning between 8:30 to 9 or so, you could get him in. If he's in town, he should be in town, probably at least by Monday night anyway.
But, are you telling me he's in town for Big Iron?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Yep. So we'll be at Big Iron all 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, right. Thursday. So, I'll mark that down as a possible guest for us. I love it.
Yeah, and you can go on his he's got a YouTube site. He's definitely on Twitter. But he's an excellent, excellent meteorologist, and he's been here before. This will be his second time he's been here.
Fantastic. All right, Tom, love it. Thank you for the tip, and we'll make a note and add that to our guest roster for Big Iron. Appreciate it very much. Let me welcome to the program the founder of Clean Elections USA, Melody Jennings. Hello, Melody. How are you?
Hey, hello. Great to be here. I'm doing great. Thanks.
You have a fan in our audience who tipped us to hate. You might want to consider having Melody on. And by the way, we love that when our listeners suggest tips. So Clean Elections USA sounded like our kind of group. What is it? Tell us a little bit about the background of how this got started.
Yeah, happy to. So early April, I, just being a normal, everyday run-of-the-mill girl, Main Street USA, said, I'm just really fed up and tired of watching my country just fall off into this abyss. And I said, we've got to be able to do something about this, and, just as as we the people. And but yet I'm watching all these Dominion machines and all these different deals and cheats going on and feeling completely helpless and powerless. And but this just came out of me. And but I am their boss, and so are my neighbors. I mean, we are their boss. Well, you know, why is this happening, and why are we letting this happen? Maybe I need to jump out on Truth Social and ask people, what can we do? And as soon as I had that thought, I actually posted up on Truth, what can we do? And the very next thought was, why am I asking anybody else what to do when I can come up with something? And the next thought was, well, these Dropboxes we keep hearing a little bit about. I mean, you know, 2,000 mules haven't come out yet, but, you know, just little rumblings of that. And I said, you know, why can't we just put 10 people around, you know, 10 patriots around boxes and guard the boxes and keep mules from coming up and stuffing those boxes with, you know, treasonous, you know, ballots that aren't even real ballots. And so I just threw that out there and said, hey, let's do this. 10 people in shifts around the block, as long as there's a box open during midterms, why don't we watch it? And people got excited about it. I mean, it went from just a little thought in my head to now we are watching boxes in 16 states.
Wow, so, yeah, fantastic. So when you say watching a box, what does that entail?
So it entails, you know, you don't want to have less than 8 people. That's my minimum. But 8 to 10 people, just basically, you know, abiding by the law, making sure you know how many feet away you're supposed to be to not be considered voter suppression. You know, no electioneering. Don't wear your MAGA hats. Don't wear anything that's, you know, don't wear anything that's going to get you in trouble with electioneering. But just, you know, bring your lawn chairs, maybe order some pizza, do a potluck. Hey, bring some cards and play some Texas Hold'em. I don't care. That's been done. Just have a good time. Sit there and meet some other incredible patriots. And basically the effect is these mules who really don't want to be spotted, you know, see a group of 10 people and slink away into darkness and say, oh, I think I'll try the next box. Oh, shoot, there's still more people there, too. So the goal is to have a boring night at the box. And, yeah, that's the goal.
It's exactly what we need done.
Yeah, that's
so, I mean, one of the many things to counteract this playbook.
And for folks that have not seen 2,000 Mules, and not familiar with the work of True the Vote, the organization that was really the impetus of that whole movie, tell folks what that movie showed us in black and white. I mean, yeah, with our own eyes. What'd we see?
Right. What we saw was, okay, think about the phone that's in your hand, your smartphone. And think about if you call up DoorDash or Uber, they can pinpoint you right where you are. They can come straight to you. So basically, the work of True the Vote was, you know, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, who is OPSEC and all into the cybersecurity world. They were able to, over the last year and a half, or over an 18-month period, basically create a pattern of life and grab these geo-tracking patterns of these mules. And you can see it on, when you watch 2,000 Mules, you actually see that where they went, and you can see their path, like you're watching, you know, the patterns at an airport. You can see the path of these people because they're holding their phones in their hand, and it's geo-tracking them from an NGO, you know, these nonprofit dark organizations, to a Dropbox, to another Dropbox, to another Dropbox, to an NGO, back around to some of those same Dropboxes. And they sat there and did analysis on this, and they pulled out all of these outliers and just did this crazy, you know, analysis of, let's say people had to go to a box 10 times. There were 242 of those just who went to the same box 10 times and put ballots into a box. At least 10 times. So then, you know, if you think about that, and that was just in one little area. So across the nation, when you don't take it out to 10 times, you take it out to 2 or 3 or 4 times. You know, there were hundreds of thousands of these. And the Soroses of the world and this whole cabal paid billions of dollars to hire these people, probably the same people who are in FIFA, I don't know, but hire these people across the nation to become these ballot traffickers, which we've now, you know, they have the moniker of mules, like you think of drug mules. So they were stuffing boxes, and you can see it right on the screen in 2,000 Mules. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest you do. It's powerful.
It really is. I mean, I saw it and sat there after the movie ended just stunned. Just sick to my stomach. And, of course, this was a good example. Senator Kevin Cramer talks often about this when he calls that legal theft, because that was where, you know, emergency powers were twisted in various states to say, well, we've got to have drop boxes. I mean, why we need drop boxes is beyond me. I think they ought not exist because they're too susceptible to this kind of corruption, you know. But that was a COVID era, and I know that, you know, federally and everything else, a lot of folks are trying to enshrine some of that stuff as permanently going forward. But you know, how many states have drop boxes, and how many were temporary as a result of COVID? How can we reverse that?
Right. So, I mean, you're right. It's the COVID grift. I mean, if the deep state is good at anything, they're good at grooming, you know, and you pick a category, they're good at it. So I believe there's something like 17, 18, 20 maybe states that have the drop boxes, although New Mexico and Wisconsin did the awesome work of outlawing them in their states, and we need them to be outlawed everywhere. This was, you know, a concerted effort, you know, that they put in place to steal the election, in my mind. COVID was a great big deal, and the drop boxes were part of that. And so, you know, and really, you put those drop boxes up against the Constitution, it fails every time. There's absolutely no way constitutionally, because there's no chain of custody. And our free and fair election relies upon chain of custody for us to be a nation.
And we know what we know because of video surveillance at these things, but I like your approach a lot better. And there's ways people can help with this. I mean, North Dakota does not have drop boxes, but we can help in Minnesota. You know, we can find a neighboring state. Talk a little bit about the kind of help you need from volunteers.
Okay, great. Yeah, and even in North Dakota and all the states that don't have them, you know, if you have some other skills like organizational, or you're a good writer, or if you're good with tech, or if you're good with, you know, security, we're building out the whole organization. So just because you're in a state that doesn't have drop boxes, you know, if you want to be a part of this going forward, because we're not going to stop at midterms, we're going to continue to do. I mean, we went from drop box initiative to Clean Elections USA, because we're going to be encompassing, as we go forward, continuing to do more things, like a number of things that we will continue to work on. So feel free to come on over. I mean, if all you want to do is watch a drop box, you probably need to be in a state where there's a drop box, but unless you want to skip the border and go help us in another area. But, you know, also, if you can't help in any other way, you're welcome to come and give if you can. If you want to support us, you know, we need the financial support to keep this all going from state to state. Right now, we have 16 states, I think, that I said that we are operational in. And so we need all kinds of support. So, you know, jump over to cleanelectionsusa.org and join the cause. Click the button to join the cause, and we will get you plugged in if you're able to help.
One more time, that's clean.
Let me just say this, too, real quick. Let me say this, too. A lot of people say to me, why don't we just use the cameras? And I got to tell you, okay, go look at Georgia, who lost millions of hours accidentally. Oops, it's just gone. You know, what about Bronovich down in Arizona, who said, yeah, I've never gotten those. Greg Phillips personally gave those to him or to his people three times, and he kept saying, I never got those. So video surveillance, it doesn't do it. Also, we're not trying to do after the fact, oh, let's catch them out. We're trying to prevent it via deterrent in the beginning, because they won't walk up to a box where there's 10 people. So those ballots never cross the lip of that box, and that's the goal.
Yeah, the surveillance also told us that a lot of these things happen in the dead of night. So, you know, they're not afraid to do this at all. I love your grassroots effort here. I really do, Melody. It's inspiring. CleanElectionsUSA.org. Every Republican, every Democrat, every conservative, liberal, independent, whatever political flavor you have, ought to agree. Elections should be clean. CleanElectionsUSA.org to help with the efforts. Thank you, Melody. Appreciate the story.
Thanks for the time. Y'all have a great day.
Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up. Alan Dershowitz, too, and more on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Freedom Matters USA studios. FreedomMattersUSA.com is the website to find out more about the visit of the one and only Candace Owens coming to North Dakota on Thursday, September 15th, 7 o'clock, Bismarck Event Center for Candace Owens. Tickets start at $20 and available at FreedomMattersUSA.com. 11 before the top of the hour. Remember somebody wanted to the Biden speech when it happens. Do we know what time the speech is today?
Oh, he's talking. Actually, he's
Putin's kleptocracy.
Wait a minute.
Kleptocracy. What? This legislative package transfers all law enforcement capabilities.
Yeah. We couldn't wait. We just had to play some of the greatest hits.
He doesn't even know where he is, what he's doing.
Hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My personal favorite yesterday in Pennsylvania, traipsing down the steps of Air Force One with the COVID theater mask on, and the mask comes off halfway down the steps. So, see me, I have my mask on. How about that, folks? And then proceeds to take the mask off halfway down and then you know, go face to face, nose to nose with half a dozen people.
Yep.
Make any sense at all. Does that make any sense at all?
None of it does.
Oh, my gosh.
Not any of this works.
So today's speech is about the soul of America. The soul of America, our democracy. So they're going to dust off some more of that, that you know, the mega, ultra-mega folks are the threat to democracy. That's what they're, that's what he's going to try and pitch today. So
we're a fascist, you know.
It'll be a beauty.
Yeah.
I don't know what time it is, so let's see if we can find out what time it is.
Well, but he knows what time it is.
Yeah, he might not know what day it is. Yeah, but
true.
I don't know when the speech is scheduled, so we'll find out. That sounds like a, you know, kind of a Richard Nixon, you know, fireside chat kind of deal, maybe tonight. I don't know. We'll let you know when we know. Listener says, I think Joe yells and talks like a tough guy, so he feels to himself that he's in charge and portrays to himself that he's mentally competent, when in reality we, the extreme mega terrorists, know he is not. Someday God will give him the opportunity to repent of all the awful, sinful ways he has been living. All right. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jim. How's it going?
Scott, you know, regarding that guy in the White House, I really feel bad for him because, you know, I think he with given all of that he's, you know, usurped and he's put the world, he's obviously in the bag for China. He's obviously not for the American citizen. And he's done so much to hurt us, you know, and so then... So then as he continues forward with his rhetoric, you know, he feels threatened, so now he's got to be a big shooter and say he's in charge of the F-15s. And I just feel sorry for a guy like that, that he would, you know, when you think about the type of person that he must be, that he doesn't even connect with us. And he doesn't connect with our flag, and he doesn't, I wish that he would be able to come to one of my jobs and after we install a flagpole and he watches a grown man and a grown woman shed tears for something beautiful that happened to them or somebody that they honored, their parents, and feel that America, you know, he doesn't have that. And for him to call us fascists and everything, I just feel sorry for him. You know, he's the kind of guy, he's being accused, according to Charlie Kirk and others, the diary is real, and she accuses him of sexual molestation. And then his son is leaving his laptop lay around, and with all of his degradation, you know, those kids are crying out. You know, we just need to pray in Jesus' name that they're healed. You know, and I'm worried that Joe Biden is so far along in his dementia and his ability that he won't repent, and then his eternity is forever. And, you know, for those that don't like that, don't be God-phobic. You know, I have a right to believe in God and two genders. Don't be God-phobic. I think, you know, don't cancel me, because I have a right to believe that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, 2 weeks after, the day after Candace Owens, we're celebrating our grand opening. 6 years, Scott. 6 years we're going to be in. Finally, we have a storefront. We have Noah at the Manning the Soul Machine. If you come to Bismarck on the 16th, please come and visit us. We're going to have an open house, and we're going to be sharing just how good that God has been to us. All of our hard work and running around installing flagpoles all over the Great Plains, finally culminating into a storefront, into a place that people can come and pick up their flags. If you come to Bismarck for other reasons, drop your flags off. Noah will sew them up. Come back, pick them up on your way back out of town. We're just so happy to be able to have this opportunity before us where we can offer the greatest symbol of freedom short of the cross, the light of liberty, right there, the American flag, be right at your fingertips in Mandan, North Dakota. And
What's the address, Jim, of the new location for folks to put that on their...
3930 21st Street Southeast, Mandan, North Dakota. It's behind Kiss Livestock, right behind it. Brand new development, brand new storefront.
And a brand new day for America.
There you go.
Bitter, we get better.
I love it. Jim the Flagpole Guy, usflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or call him at 701-571-FLAG. See you, Jim. God bless.
God bless you. God bless America.
It's Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers. $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news. The MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.